Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 33, where we're going to be talking about developing an attitude of gratitude. And I'm just going to start off by giving you guys all a shout out and a virtual hug to say thank you for sharing the podcast, for listening to the podcast, for subscribing, and making such a huge difference in the world. We're able to send out this reach globally and make a big difference. And I love hearing about how this podcast has impacted you, whether it be leadership lessons, business lessons, some personal development lessons, that it's helping you grow into the person that you need to be. So that makes me very, very excited. So with the Canadian Thanksgiving just around the corner, I thought it would be most valuable to talk about developing the attitude of gratitude. Being grateful does not need to only occur at Thanksgiving. When you start to recognize what you're grateful for, the more you will discover you have to be grateful for. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "Cultivate the habit of being grateful for every good thing that comes to you, and give thanks continuously. And because all things have contributed to your advancement, you should include all things in your gratitude." And I know in today's world, we can get caught up in the media hype of wars, accidents, bombings, you know, and you may find it difficult at times to find things to be grateful for. But I want you to remember, what you focus on expands. So if you want to see more things, start with being more grateful so that you have more things to be grateful for versus focusing on the negative things that are going on in the world. If we want to bring more peace in the world, we need to focus on peace. So as an example, if we want to find more to be grateful for, then we want to have more to be grateful for. If we want to hear thank you from more people, we need to be more thankful for the things that are around us. So developing an attitude of gratitude is not a one-time meditation, prayer, or mindfulness practice. It is about how you think and feel about life. And we know that research studies show that people who develop a gratitude mindset have stronger immune systems. They have lower blood pressure. They actually sleep better and wake up feeling more rested. These individuals tend to be more compassionate, have empathy, they're more forgiving, and they're less isolated because they are more outgoing. They tend to have the more optimistic view of life and find joy and pleasure in everything that they do. Gratitude shifts your focus. People who are problem-focused tend to complain, blame others for their faults in the results, rather than being solution-focused. When you are solution-focused, you are able to come up with new ideas and solutions to challenging situations. And during times of adversity, gratitude helps you realize that you would not be who you are without the situations and circumstances that have occurred, both good and, you know, not so good. You are better able to bounce back and become more resilient in situations. And when you develop a shift in that focus and mindset, you also shift away from a victim mentality to one of a victor. You will shift from "I have to do something" versus "I get to" or "I choose to do something." Gratitude shouldn't be a chore. It should be considered a privilege. Think about all the things that you get to do that many others do not. I know that there's people in hospital struggling to breathe. There's people who wish that they could see, that they can touch, that they could feel, that they could taste some of the things that you can. Small thank yous can make a big impact. You can make a big difference by acknowledging someone and thanking them for what they have done for you. get to know people in places. The cleaning lady, the security guard, get to know them by name. Express gratitude for what they do. You'll be surprised what happens. And whenever you might need something, when you're least expected, that person's going to be there for you because you acknowledge them with a thank you. You made them feel valued and appreciated. When people are recognized for the things that they do, their confidence grows. And they are more apt to believe in their abilities, and they stretch beyond what they're currently capable of. Their work takes on greater purpose, and they feel that they're making a difference. When people hear that their work is appreciated, they tend to be motivated to work harder to hear more praise and appreciation. Keep a journal. Why not write down what you're grateful for? By writing down what you're grateful for, you can start paying attention to your thoughts and that you've been having, but also take note in the patterns of those thoughts. Your thoughts and feelings impact the actions that you take. Epicurus stated, "Don't spoil what you have by desiring what you do not have. Remember that what you have, you only hoped for." Start by writing down three things every day that you are grateful for and encourage others to do the same. Because you see, gratitude is contagious. And I've been doing this practice for a while, and when I get off track and I stop doing it, I start to notice that, you know, sometimes you can get in a grumpier mood or you sometimes take things for granted. So by doing this, by sending out thank you cards and acknowledging people that I've met, I have watched an expansion. People want to touch base with you more. They want to be around you more. And it really can shift the way you see the world. Why not write a letter and reach out to others who you are grateful for? By doing this, you can change someone's world. Several years ago, I had sent a card to a school teacher that I had. And you know, there were students who thought she was one of the strictest teachers around. But I learned lots from her. So I had sent her this thank you card, and she sent me a thank you card back. And because the card had brought tears to her eyes, she stated that no one in her years of teaching had ever thanked her for the impact that she made and let her know that she made a difference. She even still shares that story with my children, or whenever she runs into my parents, she will say, you know, what a difference that made for her. And it's also important that we give gratitude, but we also need to learn how to accept it. When someone gives you a gift of a compliment or helps you in some way, acknowledge and thank them. Don't just brush it off and say, oh, it was nothing, because to them, it was something. At the end of the day, like attracts like. And people who are grateful are fun to be around, and they tend to be happier. Why not choose to be grateful at home, in the workplace, in your business, or organization today? You never know whose life you can change, and it may be your own. I am so just bursting here. I'm so grateful to have you here. And I would love for you to subscribe to our newsletter on our website at www.deborahkozowski.com, where you're going to get a free MP3 download, the 10 surefire strategies to power up your productivity and performance. I would love to hear about how this podcast is impacting your life. Please email me at deborah@deborahkozowski.com. And I just want to thank you for listening to The Millionaire Woman Show, where we talk about leadership, business, human potential, so that you can live rich from the inside out. Go on and subscribe to The Millionaire Woman Show on iTunes. Share it with your friends. Give us a review, a 5-star high five, and share this around the world. So if we focus on people who are grateful and, you know, really connecting with others, we will see more of that in the world. But it all begins with you. So start being the change you wish to see in the world, as Gandhi says, and go out and make your day great. Can't wait to meet up with you on the next podcast. Take care, everybody.